Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and the answer to last week's puzzler.
Which I don't remember at all, to be honest with you.
You said you remembered it.
I was lying.
Well, anyway, this puzzler came from my Fewest Number of Moves series.
Oh, that crazy little thing.
No, it is. I thought this was a great little puzzle. Okay. It was sent in by Bruce Robinson, who's a professor at the University of Tennessee. Anyway, here it is. There are 25 jealous people who live on one floor of a very strange apartment building. On this floor are 25 apartments laid out in a 5x5 grid.
Yeah.
You got it? So if you draw this grid, the square in the upper left-hand corner, we could say, is 1, and the one next to it is 2, 3, 4, 5, and then the line below that is 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, right, all the way to 25.
I got it.
Got it? Right, got it. Right. Yeah. Now, each person who lives on the floor aspires to move into the apartment of one of his adjacent neighbors. So number 1 can move to square number 2 or number 6, for example.
And but not diagonally.
Not diagonally. Number 2 can move to number 1.
Number 3 or number 7.
There you go.
I can visualize all that.
So here's the question. Why would anyone live in such a stupid... No, the question is, what is the fewest number of total moves that will allow every person to move to an adjacent square?
All right.
Now, I know Doug Mayer has been... Did you get the answer, Mayer? He says, no, I didn't get the answer.
Well, unencumbered by the thought process, I concluded right away when you gave this problem...
It had to be 1 or 0,
the answer,
right?
Was it was either going to be 26...
Ah, very good.
Or millions.
Well, millions is closer.
Millions is closer, huh?
Well, if you don't number them 1 through 25, but instead letter them.
Yeah.
And not A, B, C, D, E. Let's letter the first one A.
Yeah.
The next one B. The next one A. The next one B. Et
cetera,
et cetera.
All.
Then everyone who's on an A square must, by definition, move to what?
A B square.
Right?
And
everyone
and
who's on a
versa.
B square must move to an A square. It's pretty obvious if you draw it out.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, if you add them up, by some stroke of bad luck, you got 13 A squares and only 12 B squares.
Someone's got to move out of the building.
They're going to evict somebody. So there are no fewest number of moves. It is impossible for this to happen. I know it's a little sneaky.
No, impossible is a good
impossible
answer.
Impossible is a good number of moves. So who's our winner anyway?
That's very good, you know? I like that question.